Heard before me, for he was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of scientific instruments.
Well, Dr. Stan, I forgot to get a guest scheduled this morning. I thought we had one. We don't. So it's going to be open lines, and I request you to give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. We ask you to call in with something that you have prepared, because I really have nothing prepared. But I have been thinking about a talk I'm supposed to give tomorrow to a group of women over in Watsonville, and so I'll just go ahead and at least experiment on what I'm going to be talking about. Well, of course, the topic of the subject is a beautiful place to live. And of course, Watsonville, the area where I live, is a wonderful area. I've lived all throughout the world. I've lived in Europe. I've lived in Africa. I've traveled most of the world, and I still believe the area we live in is wonderful and beautiful, but everything is about to change, unfortunately. We're on the verge of a total transformation of the world we live in. Our economic system is totally corrupted. Our moral system is totally corrupted. And I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and he is going to bring terrible, terrible retribution on this country, because America, having been wonderfully blessed by God, is no longer a Christian nation. And when a nation turns against God, God brings judgment on that nation. First, Thomas Jefferson had written, and you'll find the words engraved in the Jefferson Memorial, God, who gave us life, gave us liberty. But can the liberty of a nation be secure when the conviction has been forgotten that liberty is the gift of God? I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just. His justice will not sleep forever. And I believe God's judgment is coming very, very soon. You know, back in the 1830s, 1840s, there were two poems written that really more or less outlined the basic battle that exists in the world today. The first one was written by Alfred Lord Tennyson, and basically was this. For I dipped into the future, far as any eye could see, saw a vision of the world and all the wonders that would be, heard the heavens filled with shouting and the rain the ghastly dew of the nation's airy navies grappling in the central blue, till the war drums throbbed no longer and the battle flags were furled in the Parliament of Man and the federation of the world. And it was a wonderful dream. Man is going to federate the world. We're going to have wonderful representative government, and the whole world will be united, and there will be peace. Since that time, we've had war after war after war, each one becoming more violent, certainly World War II being far more violent than World War I, and the next world war, which is coming and coming very soon, will certainly dwarf the previous wars, because we're moving into terrible times. And this is all because men want to create a utopian world without God, and unfortunately it won't exist. The other poem was written by another great writer, and just about the same time in history, James Russell Lowell. And this is what he wrote. Once to every man and nation comes the moment to decide. In that strife of truth with falsehood for the good or the evil side. Then it is the brave man chooses while the coward stands aside until the multitude make virtue of the faith they have denied. Though the cause of evil prospers, yet its truth alone is strong. So our portion be the scaffold, and upon the throne be wrong. But that scaffold sways the future, for in the dim unknown standeth God within the shadows, keeping watch above his own. And what James Russell was talking about, James Russell Lowell, was the fact that God does rule in the affairs of men, and we look to God wisely that we can have a better society. In contrast to Alfred Lord Tennyson, who believed that man could create a better world and look at the world that man has produced. Look and see what's going on in the Middle East today. Look and see what's going on in the Near East today. Realize that the American economic system is about to collapse. The most of the people listening to this program, if they haven't made proper preparations, are going to live out their lives in poverty, and that the welfare system that we have come to rely upon is unsustainable because there's no money there to back it up. It's all built upon an ever-growing debt which is on the verge of collapse. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, remember, we have nothing prepared. We're looking forward to your calls. And our number, we hope that you'll call, will be 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. Give us a call. It's open lines, and we want to hear from you. But right now, of course, we're talking about what's really going on in the world today. And basically, people look at the Middle East, but we're not thinking about the Middle East. We're thinking more certainly about Obamacare. Why? Because the people who control the media are focusing our attention on Obamacare. And we're thinking certainly about the economic problems that exist in America, and certainly how we're going to go ahead and get Congress to solve them. And Congress isn't going to solve the problems, because what we face are insoluble problems. And what most people don't understand is we are on the verge of a major war in the Middle East, which could lead to the destruction of life in America as we know it. How could that possibly happen? Well, basically, what is happening is that Saudi Arabia, the Sunni countries, were very anxious to have America intervene in Syria and certainly depose the Assad government. That certainly Obama was talking about it just a few months ago, actually, of course, increasing pressure on Syria. Actually launching bombing attacks on Syria to force Assad to make concessions to the terrorists there, to the revolutionaries who are trying to overthrow the secular government of Assad. Now, you must understand that Assad was a dictator, but that we have dictators throughout the world. In fact, we have a one-party system in America. Both parties are controlled by exactly the same people. They go through the facade of elections, but nothing's changed. Well, our number is 1-877-254-7524. Your job, call in.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Dr. Stan, it's basically open lines. We invite your calls at 877-254-7524. And who do we have calling in?
Dr. Stan, this is Virginia Farber from Fort Collins.
Well, hi. How are you, Virginia?
Real good. I am calling to let the audience know that on November 12th, at 6:30 p.m. in the evening, we're going to have a showing of Take Back Your Power that will tell people the dangers of these smart meters that they've put on our home. Fort Collins refers to these as AMI, Advanced Metering Infrastructure. And this movie, I'm actually in the movie, you know, I lost my son from a cell tower brain cancer cluster.
Yes, I remember.
Yes, and I would like to have people come to this theater. I'm going to be there. I'm going to attend. There's going to be a question and answer episode afterwards, and I'm going to tell people exactly how dangerous these meters are. For instance, nobody understands these meters are not UL certified, and they've caused thousands of home and business fires already across the U.S. and Canada. So I'm urging people to put this on their calendar. It's November 12th, and it's going to start at 6:30 p.m., and I think it's going to run until approximately 9 to 9:30. So I would just like to announce that.
All right. Well, I appreciate your mentioning that, and why don't you tell our listeners how these certain meters could affect them and can affect their health. Now, for those of you who don't know Virginia's story, and she's been a guest on our program in the past. Certainly her son contracted brain tumor. But, of course, certainly there were a number of people who lived or worked very close to him who developed brain tumors as well. Well, how in heaven's name would you get a cluster of brain tumors? And then, of course, it came out that there was a large cell tower immediately adjacent to where these young people were studying And basically, of course, the radiation from these cell towers create real problems. Everything was done to play this down. Oh, there's nothing to worry about. It's all imaginary. And yet, of course, as they studied it, they knew it wasn't imaginary. They just don't want the public to realize the danger from cell towers, from intense radiation. And basically, this is not localized. I mean, this happens and a number of places, and of course now they're going to be installing certainly radio transmitters in your home. Every smart meter is a radio transmitter. Now, not everybody's going to get cancer, but I feel certain the incidence of cancer is going to go up. Why? Because there's a population control program. Certainly 100 years ago, 1 in 3 people got cancer and died. Today, well over 38% of women will contract cancer. Over 44% of men will attract cancer because they're doing everything they can to promote cancer. And certainly whether it's the food, the diet, or what they're putting into the air, what they're putting into our water, or what they're putting into our bodies through radiation and through other means, are all designed to kill off large segments of the population, because the ruling elite believe there are too many people in the world, and they don't want that many elite. And they really are using so many things to destroy it, our health, the health of our families and children, and one of them is the smart meter. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about what smart meters do to people, Virginia?
Well, these meters emit pulsed radiation, and I've actually been told that these emit the same amount of radiation that a cell tower emits. So these are very, very dangerous. There's a 92-foot diameter plume of radiation, so approximately 45 feet of it will go inside your home and outside your home, and then these chatter between your neighbor's home and your home, and these emit between 5,000 and 190,000 pulses per meter, per day, per household. And the average home is emitting around 13 to 15,000 pulses per day. And what happens is the human body will try to recover after each and every pulse. So this stuff is very, very dangerous. It's making people sick on their homes. And basically what has happened in Fort Collins, and this is happening around the country, is they are hiring these companies. And I believe Fort Collins hired Corp. And what happens is these companies come in, and overnight they seem to put these meters up on our homes. And this is without the public's knowledge, and they are doing this behind everybody's backs. And what I found out is a lot of these utility companies are members of ICLEI. So this is UN, a part of UN Agenda 21.
So, and basically our utilities have been bought up, and they are controlled by people who are part of this truly diabolical program of limiting the population of the world. They, if you read what these people say, they will tell you openly they want to kill off the vast majority of the people. And, of course, you're doing it certainly by promoting cancer, certainly by putting things into our food supply that are deleterious to our health, certainly by putting things into water, by spraying. People laugh at the chemtrails. You don't think there's aluminum in them? I challenge you to go up on your search engine on your computer and simply type in jet fuel, aluminum, or nanoaluminum. You'll find out they're putting tons of nanoaluminum into the jet fuel. You'll see the signs of it across the sky when you see the chemtrails up there. And basically, that's just a condensation trail. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the aluminum that has the reaction. And, of course, that gets into your water, into your air. Aluminum is a deadly poison. Why are they putting it there? They know exactly what they're doing. They don't need the aluminum to make jet fuel burn, but they do need it, of course, for the horrible deleterious effect it's going to have on the health of the American people and basically... The smart meters are part and parcel of the same thing. Basically, the old meters we had worked fine, but they know what they're doing, and every home becomes a cancer generator. If you allow them to put in a smart meter, what can people do, Virginia? Can they make them take the meters down?
Well, right now what happens if you call the city, they will tell you have one of three options. The first two are both wireless. The third they will tell you is an analog digital meter, and it's no good either. None of these are UL certified. And so what you have to do, you can actually get on a website called takebackyourpower.net, and you can, and they've got a lot of sources at the top that you can type in, and you can actually repurchase an analog meter through them, but you have to pay a licensed electrician to probably put one back on your home. But yes, we need to get rid of these off of our homes. They're deadly, and there's a class action, a second filing in California right now, and one of the gentlemen that's involved had his pacemaker. He opted out of the program, and his neighbor's meter set his pacemaker off 5 different times, and it put him in the hospital 5 different times. So this is what these meters can do to you. It's pulse radiation, and our neighborhoods are completely filled with it. So we need to get rid of this stuff. We already have massive amounts of radiation just from every time a cell phone, for instance, goes from 3G to 4G, you know, so goes the tower strength that are surrounding us right now. So this is just another added component to this radiation that we're receiving. And it's very, very dangerous.
And even your portable phones that you have in your home are dangerous to your health. And although we have them, Cindy, as soon as they ring, I find out who's there. I just simply run in, turn that off, and get onto a regular telephone. But some people are extremely sensitive to, I mean, we're all different, but some people are extremely sensitive to the radiation. And the radiation from a smart meter will make them very ill. They can't even live in their home. Other people can tolerate it. It has an effect on their health, and every aspect of their health is involved. But they don't understand it's cumulative, and it will increase certainly the incidence of all sorts of radiation-related diseases. And certainly,
I just wanted to mention also that, unfortunately, 2 kids this week have committed suicide, or I believe one of them, I know one of them committed suicide at Colorado State University. And I've talked to a lot of these experts, and depression is a huge component of this. And so these kids are going to these college campuses, and they're using cell phones and laptops, and they're sitting in Wi-Fi all day long, and then they've got cell towers on top of all their living facilities and all over the campus. So this is another symptom that people need to be aware of. You can look up electrosensitivity symptoms on the internet, and there's over 120 of them. And I would bet that a lot of people have some of these, and they're just not aware of them.
And you notice as the tempo of violence is increasing in our nation, you notice the tempo of a number of people involved in all sorts of erratic behavior and things that just don't make any sense. Why are all of these things happening? Why? Because we are under attack from within today, and they're playing with our minds. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. It's open lines because I forgot to get a guest this morning. So if you're out there and you have something you'd like to talk about, don't be bashful. And certainly right now we have Virginia with us. Virginia's son died because of exposure to the radiation from a cell phone tower. Was anything ever done financially to certainly sue the people who put that tower in? Is there any recourse that you or the other families had? Because they knew how dangerous these things were, and the cell phone tower was right outside the room where this young group was studying. What were there? Were there 4 or 5 young people who developed?
Well, Dr. Stan, January of this year, there has been another death. A gentleman that had battled cancer for the last 4 years has just died. So there's probably numerous people we don't know about. I believe this scares a lot of law firms off because it's the grid system. And this cell tower that we're referring to is a Heparin cell tower, and it's connected to all these different grids. One included is the Genie grid, and it's the Global Energy Network Institute. And so this is run through the banks and through the UN. So this is where all these meters are coming from. And it is also a backbone node to the UC San Diego Supercomputer Center, and they're all connected to the VLF research group out of Stanford University. And if you look this up, this research is HAARP research, and it's H-A-A-R-P, and this is true. So I actually refer to this cell tower as a HAARP cell tower. And I'm assuming these are on many, many college campuses, and you cannot find this on antennasearch.com. It took me months to figure out what was on this cell tower. It actually it's connected to the Inmarsat satellite, and if you look up Inmarsat satellite, it all connected to the smart grid. So this is beyond huge. So very, very dangerous. And I think it scares a lot of law firms. I really do.
You mean the law firms won't take the won't take a lawsuit?
Right. I have not been able to find a lawsuit. I have contacted huge law firms, and they are actually taking some of this information and passing it out, because I think a lot of them just aren't quite sure what to do with it, because it is so huge. And when you're talking these grids, I mean, there are thousands of corporations that are connected to these grids as well, and a lot of them are just huge. And this is where all of your research is coming from, from your GMOs. They actually have classes for geoengineering, and it's just crazy what they're doing. And they've taken billions of our taxpayers.
Hold that thought. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Hang on, Virginia. We'll talk to you when we get back.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
My name is Lucy, and my dad's a pipe fitter. My dad wants to work on the Keystone XL pipeline, but President Obama must approve it first. All the president must do is sign a piece of paper, and thousands of skilled workers like my dad could have jobs. Some people want to make you believe that temporary work doesn't matter, but my dad says all big construction projects are temporary, including the Hoover Dam and the 9/11 Memorial.
5 years ago, the application was filed with the government for the construction of the Keystone XL pipeline. During that time, four environmental studies have been conducted that came to the same conclusion. Keystone XL would have minimal impact on the environment. The government must stop dragging its feet. Call your senators and ask them to urge presidential approval of Keystone XL. This message was paid for by the Oil and Natural Gas Industry Labor Management Committee.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
And here it's open lines. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Basically, there is a population control agenda. There is an active program to promote death and destruction in our population. In fact, recently, in the last decade or so, why the level of the age at which women are dying is actually falling. They're dying couple of years younger than they used to. Why would that be? All the experts all shake their heads and scratch their heads. They know exactly why. There's a population control program promoting cancer and disease. Everything is being done to kill off our people. They want to markedly restrict our population. And basically, because populations in most countries are simply dying off. If you go to, for instance, France, why? Of course, they reproduction rates 1.2 children per family. It takes 2.1 children per family to maintain the population. If it weren't for immigration, their population would be dying off. The same is true with Italy, 1.4 children per family. In Germany, certainly 1.2 children per family. In Russia, at least they're paying families to have children. They're desperate to maintain their population. But the population is shrinking year after year. The same is true in Japan. And yet you're being told, oh, it is terrible. We've got to do something about population. Population in most areas is dying off. Even here in America, the white population is dying off. Our reproduction is 1.67 children per family. But you're never going to hear this because the media is controlled. And the people who are engineering this mass genocide taking place throughout the world are control your reality. And basically, the world population is now a little over 7 billion. It'll increase to about 9 billion in about 15 years and then begin to fall and continue falling and falling and falling. If you doubt that there is a real agenda, go to Elberton, Georgia. Look at the Georgia Guidestones. Certainly, we did the fundamental work on that. And now, of course, lots of people read about it and have written about it. But there they talk about the world population down to 500 million. And go onto the Internet and simply type in population control agenda. Population control agenda. You can read my treatise. A little outdated, but it's the best thing up there right now. And who do we have on the line?
Chris, thank you for this opportunity. I'm calling from Denver, and I just wanted to make ask a couple questions of any experts out there. Why can't we turn this network on them? We have all these TV stations now with mostly nonsense on them. Why can't we scan and tune into a television station that shows police when they're on duty in their cars, like we used to do with radio scanners? I mean, if you're accepting taxpayers' money and you have a tax and you get your money from the taxpayer, why can't the taxpayer legally view who's on duty and doing what?
Because there's nobody to coordinate. There's no way to make the television stations do what you want them to do. Basically,
can we have
a time getting adequate information. Fortunately, we do have the Internet, television, and you can watch people like Alex Jones and Glenn Beck and others. Even many of them are not going to give us all of the information, but we get more information than you ever did before. But you don't have to try to coordinate the television stations. Go ahead.
It's kind of scary when you can't get a law firm or a lawyer to represent you in court if you have a legitimate lawsuit. Why can't we pass laws city by city, state by state, that says this information is public domain?
Very simply, have you tried to get the laws passed?
No, no. I don't know what it takes. I wouldn't know where to begin. But
nobody is doing anything. I mean, basically, I'm just one guy. I've been doing this for 50 years, but at least we
right.
have a voice all across America. Other people can do the same thing.
Right, we just have to continue.
I'm no better than you are. It's just a matter of putting your mind and your heart and your life into this.
Right, I don't think people see the potential to be totally controlled. I mean, they have a sense of freedom here when they can continue their somewhat social lifestyle and go to their games and drink their beer and drive the car that they want. But if there's a microphone in every room in your house and a camera in every room in your house, it's going to come to a screeching halt.
You're absolutely right. We have a facade of freedom and liberty, but that is about to end very, very soon.
Right. They don't want us to crisscross this country anymore in our cars. I mean, the open road and the family vehicle were the hallmark of this country, you know.
But the thing is, we have to get people to understand what is really going on. We have the thought of freedom, and yet, of course, now, of course, they tell us, well, to maintain your freedom, we've got to have these cameras on every corner all across the country. After all, is to defer crime or to protect you from those wicked terrorists. And then, of course, we've got to monitor your telephone conversations. We've got to read your emails and read your records. And this is all done for your protection. We have to have CAs on every American citizen. And we have to have diffusion centers where we correlate all of these dossiers and where we keep permanent records of what people have said so we can pull them up anytime, because they might be a terrorist. And the whole thing is funny. This whole terrorist movement was created to justify the move toward the police state. But we need to get people concerned. We need to get them educated. And then we need them to stand up. We are the 99%. There's less than 1% involved on the other side. And yet they control every aspect of our lives today.
Well, this is true. You get people turning 65 every minute in 2013 and 2014. I'll be one of them in 2014. And when that generation dies out and they have this health plan that almost is really, I don't know how people on fixed incomes are going to survive on this health plan or anything else. This draconian police state that's being put in place. I don't know how 65-year-olds are going to make it independently.
Well, they're not going to be able to. And basically, the whole financial system is on the brink of destruction. We're going into an inflationary spiral that's going to wipe out the life savings of all of our people. Basically, they're going into debt at the rate of $1 trillion a year. It took us 200 years to accumulate $1 trillion in debt as a nation. We're accumulating $1 trillion in debt every year now, and the only reason we don't have rampant inflation is because the Fed is paying banks not to disseminate the money. But basically, one of these days, this whole system is going to break loose. And inflation.
So God bless you, Dr. Stan, and I hope you are able to do what you're doing for as long as you want to do it and can do it. Thank you for the opportunity to speak to you.
Thanks. We'll get to our caller in just a moment. Again, our number is 877-254-7524. Give us a call.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! With winter approaching, let's all keep an extra special eye out for our senior citizens. Check on them on a regular basis, especially when the weather is cold. Make sure they have what they need. Someday we'll all be in that position, and wouldn't you like to have someone watch out for you? That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. Brush Housing Authority, wishing everyone a great and safe fall and upcoming winter season. If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and Virginia had called in earlier, Virginia, whose son had died of a brain cancer he got because of the cell phone tower. There was a cluster, a number of the people there and who studied in the same room all got brain cancers. But of course, they don't want you to understand that the radiation that they're submitting so many of our young people to, and even ourselves, is carcinogenic. This is the reason that certainly 100 years ago, why about 3 people out of 100 got cancer. Today, it's over 38% of women will contract cancer. Over 44% of men and men will die of those cancers. They know what they're doing. It's part of the population control agenda. Virginia, when she called in, didn't give us the address of where this program is. And if Virginia wants to call back and tell the announcer he can get the information out for us. But if we do have a caller on the line, and who's calling in?
Yeah, this is John from Johnstown. And right, that was my question for Virginia, was where this movie is going to be shown. Actually, I do know it's the Lyric Theater, but in Fort Collins. Maybe Virginia could call in and give further details. It's on East Mountain Avenue. I don't know the address, but it's November 12th at, I believe she said, 6:30.
All right. Well, I appreciate so much your getting that information out. And basically, the people have to get involved, basically. I said, you live in Colorado. You got to be involved there. Find people to feel the same. And then put your mind and heart into this. If we are the vast majority, but if we don't take our country back, we're going to lose it, and we deserve to. And basically, do we have another caller?
Dr. Stan?
Yes.
This is Virginia Farber calling back.
Okay, Virginia,
yes,
go ahead.
John actually called in, and yes, it's the movie Take Back Your Power is going to be shown at the Lyric Movie Theater on November 12th, starting at 6:30 p.m., and I'm going to be there for a question and answer session afterwards. And the address is 300 East Mountain, and that's in Fort Collins, Colorado. So we need to flood this place with people.
Amen to that, and we've just got to get the people involved. Because if we don't take this country back, we're going to lose it. God bless
right.
you. Thanks so very much, Virginia.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay, fine. And do we have another caller?
Yeah, Dr. Stan, I just had 2 questions real quick. Well, one is at work, there's a nurse that has an 8-year-old daughter who she wants to have a cell phone, and I want to know if there's a good website or video I could show her to show her how bad it is for children to have cell phones.
Well, basically, I do not know, but I'm sure there are all sorts of places on the Internet. Certainly go up with your search engine, just type in dangerous cell phone. Do not let her take a cell phone. I will not carry a cell phone with me. Oh, they're wonderful. They're so smart, and you can talk to people. Ladies and gentlemen, you can destroy your mind and brain. If you're going to have a cell phone at all, have one with a separate speaker and a separate earphone. Do not have this radiation-generating apparatus next to your body. You're better off not to have it. I live very comfortably without a cell phone. I use a portable telephone only to take calls and immediately get off of it and get onto a hardline phone. And just talk to your daughter and ask if she wants to destroy her brain, if she wants to destroy her health, if she would like to die of cancer, and mention some of the things we've been talking about this morning. Every cell phone is potential cancer producer and destroyer of the mind, and especially for a child, because their skulls are thinner and because it'll do damage to their brain. point that out to them and just say, but you're going to have to say, no, you can't have it. Because I love you and you can't have it. It doesn't matter if the other kids have them. Explain to her that you want her to be healthy. Anything else?
Oh, I have one more quick question. Was I listened to Only One Return about Bobby Garwood and how it was in 2000 you gave the 4-tape series, and I didn't know if they had any more prisoners of war that came back from Vietnam or any of the other wars since then, and if he did well in overturning the court-martial.
Yes, I haven't even thought of Bobby Garwood for a long time. I don't know what happened to him. I know he's very close to our friend, Colonel Tom. Colonel Tom, but I'll have. In fact, I was going to call him, and I'll ask him if he knows what happened to Bobby. Bobby apparently got into some real problems after he got home. He was sort of a psychopath, but I suppose maybe this is directly related to his military service and his. A tragic event that befell him after he was captured by the North Vietnamese. God bless. Thanks so much for calling.
You're welcome.
And who's calling in?
Sorry, Dr. Stan. This is Virginia Farber again.
Okay.
I just wanted to give the gentleman that just called in some information. Right now, non-ionizing radiation is a class 2B carcinogen, the same as DDT and lead. And Deborah Davis and some colleagues, Deborah Davis is from the Environmental Health Trust, and I'm involved with several people. They now have sufficient evidence to reclassify this as a class 2A carcinogen. So it's a lot more dangerous than what they're telling people. And I actually got information last week that Belgium is now, they will no longer be able to sell cell phones to children, and this is exactly what we've got to start doing here in the States.
Well, not only should they not sell them to children, I don't think they should sell them to adults, but they're much more dangerous for children. Why are they more dangerous to children?
Well, a child's brain is not fully developed until their mid-20s. And this is what their fear of is that there's going to be a pandemic of brain tumors with kids. And these are very, very dangerous, and boys are more susceptible to brain tumor development than a girl's. A female's brain develops much faster than a male's. So we need to be very, very careful with our boys with these things. And they also, if you put a cell phone in your pocket, it damages the sperm, and this will be passed on to generations. We have got to stop using cell phones. I urge people, I haven't owned one for 5 years, and also cordless phones are just as dangerous.
Yes, you're absolutely right. God bless. Thanks very much, Virginia.
Thank you.
We'll be back in a moment.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution
Western Stone Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
Well, you know, it's very hard to believe that we are actually under attack in America. Say that there really are people who want to kill off the majority of our children, the majority of our population, our elderly, and that this program is underway. But all you need to do is look at the statistics. You'll find out, for instance, that women are dying at a younger age today than they did 10 years ago. Why would that be? Well, very simply because they're poisoning them. And they're doing the same thing to the male. Basically, Virginia just called in, and she mentioned that if you had a cell phone and you carry it in your pocket, your sperm count is going to drop. It's going to drop about 50%, ladies and gentlemen. And of the sperm that do survive, why, many of them will have changes, and those changes will be passed on to your children, to your children that you're going to have. Why would anybody carry a cell phone? And you shouldn't. And you've got to check out. Unfortunately, we do have the Internet, and you can get onto the Internet, and you could find things to verify what Virginia is saying, what I'm saying. Go onto the Internet and simply type in population control agenda. Read my population control agenda. We have four tape sets on population control. You can get them by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And we've given talks on population control. And you can get those to my ministry. And you can get my treatise. Well, if you buy anything, just ask for the free copy of the Population Control Agenda. Copy it. Get it out of people's hands. Let them understand that they're killing us today. So do we have four tape sets on cancer? Why do we still have cancer? And suddenly go into the background of how the cancer is being utilized to kill people. Cancer is a terrible way to die. And so that you don't find the elite dying of cancer, they know what to do to protect themselves. But of course, the last thing they want for you is for you to know that. We're dealing with organized evil. And it centers here in America, and they're using the financial and military power.